our cultures are created for us. And every part of culture creation is controlled and debated long before, many times over, to suit the agenda and before it's implemented. That's what Huxley meant when he was asked if a social dictatorship run by a scientific elite could succeed. And he said he couldn't see any reason why it shouldn't succeed. A scientifically run totalitarian type system. He meant that if you didn't know that in the first place, that you were already under it, you'd probably never come to the conclusion. And the behavioral sciences, the social sciences, were all, and still are, heavily funded by the same clique of corporations who are all interlinked with a common bureaucracy. And the politicians all know this. They know what's politically correct and what little thing to grab a hold of that's sort of popular from these foundations, and they run with it, knowing they'll get a little gold star if they do. No matter how bizarre the idea seems initially. If you wonder how and people can get away with this, it's very simple. When you understand human nature, you can direct and amplify the drives to each particular age group. You can satiate them in particular areas. And while you're doing so, they don't notice what's happening around them. They think life is wonderful until they wake up in a cage. And then they ask, how did this happen? People who wake up to immediate changes around them still don't see the whole picture, and therefore they come to the conclusion, which is common, that something which could have fooled them their whole life had to be supernatural. And then they're given the big boys who are put up there to take over from that point, and they'll spin you off into circles and orbits around galaxies forever. It's the shock of waking up that leaves you wide open to all the other traps that have been laid for you. In a multifaceted world of specialities, it's quite easy to control the world when the average person has no insight into any of those speciality areas. It's much like medicine today, where a general practitioner will dish out the usual drugs to patients with the usual ailments. And when it's beyond that, he just passes you on to a specialist in one or other particular field. It's the same with the social and behavioral sciences. One of the reasons this works, this technique of an ongoing indoctrination works so well, is because when there's a consciousness arising amongst the people, which is often unformed, it's not into words, but it's felt, then those at the top also feel it, and they put out their people to lead. That way they can stay in control as they guide part of the new way along a pre-designed road, rather than it take its own route with, say, natural leaders. this trick with the foundations, dictating social policy and pretending to speak for the people, using mainly very high degreed people from university for the bureaucratic positions, and very often from the Ivy League universities, is nothing new.